Blog Talk Radio.
Georgia, in my home office, the Rodney Perry Studios, if you will. This is not Tyler Perry Studios yet, but we're working on that. We're about to get it in today, man. We got a great show. Hold on, let me do this. The show is about to be so off the chain. I got my man Fredro Starr. He's going to be calling in a minute. I got Murphy Lee. We're going to talk to him a little later on in the hour. And just, you know, two different cats, but two real cats in the game. They've been getting it in, doing it for a minute. And we'll get a chance to chop it up with them. So are you. So, first of all, before we get completely into the show, let me give y'all what Rodney Perry got going on. Cities, I'm coming to the cities. You know, I'm coming. You understand? Y'all been asking me, Rodney, you come to see us. What you gonna do? I'm coming. Chattanooga, Tennessee, I'm coming to see you. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I'm coming to see you. Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm coming to see you. Dallas, Texas, I'm coming to see you. We adding dates to the calendar every day. We just signed with a new agency. They throwing dates at us. We taking it to the next level. My goal as we go into this year and go through 2013 is a couple of things. One is to touch the world. And you got to be, whatever your station is, an entertainer, you got to be trying, at the very least, to touch the world. So I'm asking all y'all to come out here, roll with me, come touch the world with Rodney Perry. It's going to be so crazy. So the show today is going to be off the chain. And also, I want to pose a question, because next week I'm talking to some young ladies from the porn industry. I said it. That's right, the porn industry. So I hit my Twitter. Hit my Twitter and let me know, what would you ask a porn star, if you could? What's the questions you would hit a porn star about? My girl Crystal Flanders is on the line. Crystal, what would you ask a porn star?
Why are they always, let's see, what did I send you? Shoot, I had all kinds of questions.
You had a bunch of, hold on, let me look at you. You was tripping this morning talking about some doggone. Althea Williams, thank you for listening. Crystal Flanders, I see you in here. Mark, he said he want to know, can he hit that? That's what he want to ask a porn star. Hell no. You
hell
asked
no.
A question about Vanessa Del Rio. I don't know what the hell. Shouts out to my man Ruben Paul, one of the coolest guys in the game. Macy May, since having sex is your job, do you not like having sex outside the workplace? That's a great question. So people are already hitting me up with some great questions. And, you know, these ladies and men, not only are they in this business, but it's the biggest grossing business in the world. So they making money, you understand? You know, so it's I want to talk to not only the actors and actresses, but I want to talk to the business people that are in that game. So, Crystal, what you just call and listen? What you doing?
Yeah, okay, I had you on mute. I'm sorry. I'm listening. You know,
okay.
I got something to say. You know, I'm good.
Okay, I'm just checking on you because, you know, I appreciate the calls. And I appreciate the tweets and retweets and half tweets, everything.
Triple tweet, okay?
Triple tweet. Get it in, girl. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuned into Rodney Perry Live. This show is going to be so crazy today. I want to shout out my girl, Kim Whitley. Kim Whitley is celebrating a birthday today. Matter of fact, let me see where my phone at. Let me see if I can get Kim on the line for y'all. Because that's what Rodney Perry will do from time to time. He will call one of his friends and we'll talk to her. So let me see if I can get Kim online. It's gonna be good. Let's see. It's ringing. My friends never answer. That's the sad part.
Hi, leave a message, but of course I'm not good at checking them. So text me, and if you can't text me, use someone else's phone and text me. I bet that's my best way to you, and I will hear your message, and maybe I won't.
Oh, God. Hey, Kim Whitley, this is your boy Roddy Perry. I know today is your birthday. I want to wish you a happy birthday, love. This is the first lady to ever give me a job. I'm on my radio show live right now. I can't talk to you much longer because I got my man on the line, one of the coldest dudes in the game. Ladies and gentlemen, actor, motherfucking hip-hop legend. You know, I can't talk to him without cussing either because he one of the premier cussers in the game. Without any further ado, let's get him on the line, Mr. Fredro Starr. What's up, Fred?
What's up? What's popping out there, man? What's good with you, brother?
Man, you know what, dude? First of all, I want to thank you for coming on. And this is what I want to say before we even really get into it. You one of them dudes that's perpetually young. Like, dude, I'm looking at your bio joint, and I'm like, wait, ain't nowhere in the world me and Fred will start the same age.
You know what? I think you might be older than me because my age on Wikipedia is wrong, man. That's not my birthday on there. My birthday is April 18th, 1971. So people be like, sending me happy birthday shout outs. The beginning of the new year. That's not my birthday. My birthday is not on the new year. It's April 18th. So you might be older than me, man.
Okay, I am. I'm 1970. You 71, but I still can't put you at 40.
Yo, son, look at Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is 50. Come on, man. You know what it is. Scientology, man.
man, I love it, dude. You've been getting it in for so long. Let's talk about Onyx before we get into Fredro Starr, the actor. You, groundbreaking rap group, Jam Master Jay, discovered y'all. What's the story, man? What happened? How did it all come about?
Oh, man, you know, we was just, I mean, when I speak, I'm just saying, I want to say rest in peace to Big DS, who was, you know, one of the original members from Onyx. It was me and Big DS, you know, in 85, not even 90s, we started a group called Onyx, and we was cutting hair in the barbershop in Jamaica Avenue, and, you know, coming up in Queens at that time, there was a lot of things going on in Queens, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
A drug called crack had hit the scene in 85, and we kind of grew up through that whole process. Like, you know, I had adolescence 15, 16. We was growing up through the whole crack era in Queens, which was one of the most, you know, boroughs in Queens was the most drug sales going on with the Supreme Team and people like that. So we grew up through all of that. But through all of that, we met Jam Master Jay through going to the parks and basically rapping at the parks. So we met Jay from Run DMC. Once we met him the first day, we smoked a blunt with him, and that was it. After that, he put us on. He liked our style. We met Russell Simmons, and then we were signed to his label for like 3 or 4 years. And then we put Sticky in the group, and then Onyx just came out. First album was Back the Fuck Up. We went 4 or 5 platinum, and that was that. Rest in peace to Jay, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Now I've had a chance to work with Sticky on some films, and I know you made the transition into acting as well. Was that something that was always in the plan, or did it just kind of happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think every kid in the ghetto, every kid in the hood, you watch the TV, you watch Different Strokes, you watching all these TV shows, you definitely want to be on TV. It's not a doubt in your mind. Like, you know, one day I want to be on TV. But it wasn't nothing like I went to school or nothing. When we got signed to Def Jam, Jam Master Jay was like, yo, there's this audition called Strap, and Forrest Whitaker is the director. So he was like, yo, go in there, you know what I'm saying, and do your thing. But nobody knew how to act. We all went in there, me, Sticky, Sun C, Big BS, we all went in there for the audition. But for some reason, Jackie Brown, the casting director, she liked what I was doing. So she told me to come back the next day to meet Forrest Whitaker. So So the next day I came back, you know, I was, you know, studying my lines, and it's the first time I'm, like, you know, going for an audition. And the crazy thing about it, I took the E-train. I took the train to my audition. I didn't have a car. You know
wow.
what I'm saying? I was still, you know, a young kid, you know, still scrambling, whatever. And I got to the audition at Forest Whitaker, and I just was like, yo, this is it. This is serious, you know what I'm saying? I just put my mind and my heart to it, and I did this thing. And he was like, yo, I don't know who you are, but I'm going to put you in this movie. Can I trust you? I was like, yeah, you can trust me every day. So he was, after that, he just shook my hand and gave me the part, and that was that.
Man, that's bananas, and a great story. Man, hey, I've been watching your YouTube joints, your Tales from the Industry, and
yeah.
You give some real insight on some stuff that nobody really, you know, you really gave some, like the whole beef that went on with you and 50, with y'all and 50, you really
right.
cleared that up. And
right.
and my question is that cleared up, or is it still there?
Nah, it's cleared up. I mean, ain't no beef, you know what I'm saying? That was something that happened 2 years ago. You know, I mean, it ain't really cleared up, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? We both grow, man. We got bigger things to worry about, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I just think it was a misunderstanding. And if I think we both could do some things different, then we probably would. But, you know, that's the past, you know what I'm saying? We had put a DVD together called Two Turntables and a Microphone, and it was produced by myself, and 50 Cent came in as an executive producer. So we kind of made some business moves together on the Shrimp for Jam Master Jay. So, you know, I guess everything is cool. But at the end of the day, I'm not worried about that, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Well, man, you do so many things well, man. The MC is your flows. I mean, y'all was definitely one of them groups that really just really stood out. You, Sticky Fingers. The original y'all made a nigga want to go fight.
You know,
and I mean that. I don't mean that like it was not really violent, but like, man, it just got you charged up. Like, I will put your joint on even now if I'm going to work out, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to get it in.
Right. That's the high energy music, man. You know, that's what we do. That music is good for. You know, if you want to go to the gym, you want to bang out somewhere, that's what you want to put on right there. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what's your take on the direction of the industry now and what you see on the landscape?
I think music is like, you know what I'm saying? I think music goes in cycles. You know what I'm saying? What I see right now in the music is, you know, the little kids. It depends on what kind of music and where you're looking at it from. See, me, Onyx, we've been doing tours overseas for the last 10 years. So when you talk about rap music, I'm going to talk about what I see. You know what I'm saying? When we get off the planes and we go to France and Spain, it feels like we're in the 1990s. You know what I'm saying? The kids like that raw energy hip-hop. When
right.
you come back to America, you turn on the radio, this shit sound like some pop shit. You know what I'm saying? You got everybody rhyming on house beats, and, you know, hip-hop is kind of colorful. You got the kids with the tight jeans, it's kind of happy. I mean, hip-hop was like that in 91, you know what I'm saying? When Queen Latifah came out with the B's on and Kid and Play and all of them kind of turned rap happy, and then Juggle Brothers came out with the hip-hop, you know, the hip-hop house music. It kind of flipped like that 20 years ago, you know what I'm saying? I see the same thing happening 20 years ago that's happening now, where kind of like hip-hop went into the house music phase, and I think that's where hip-hop is at. So now, right now, you need some hardcore groups that's going to change that. You know what I'm saying? So that's
yeah.
why I be like, I like groups like A$AP Rocky and, you know, Our Future and niggas like that who's doing different things for hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's where hip-hop is going, and I think it's going to turn back around to that hardcore shit.
My man. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You listen to Rodney Perry Live. I'm talking to Fred Rose Starr, one of the coldest cats to play this joint, man. I'm going to play All or Nothing.
Okay, yeah, that's my joint right there. That's a summertime joint called All or Nothing. You know, my man Baguette from Brooklyn on the chorus. Definitely some summertime joint, punchlines. Holla at me.
All right, about to hit it.
All right, one.
Yeah. Firestar. Dose. Yeah. It's all or nothing, or nothing at all. can't breathe, that's why the watch blue in the face. The gang's crypt up, that's why the kicks got blue in their lace. When I pull up to that light, in that all white, haters get tight. That's why they all screw in their face. 600 horsepower force in the car. That's why the Rari got a horse on the car. Han Solo, the boy handsome and polo. That's why you see the damn horse on the arm. Waiting to board the plane, I play checkers when I'm bored. That's why the luggage is the Louis checkerboard. But I don't play games, I don't got the time. But if the chick get out of line, I'ma have to check abroad. When I'm checking in the hilt, it gotta be the suite. That's why I'm having sweet dreams when I sleep. Them kids bitter, but ain't nothing sweet. We get it on the block, that's why we count it on the
street. It's all or nothing. Or nothing at all. Always stopping. Who do you think you are? Spending all my nights and all my life. Spending all my money on you.
Yeah, yeah. The block never closed like 7-Eleven. My chick is a model, that's why she 5'11. She tell me, baby, hurry. I say, baby, don't worry. The pause for emergency, that's why it's called the 9-11. They wanna know how much the Hublot cost. That's why the shirt say Hugo Boss. Workers give me my respect. When they hand me the check, they be like, hey, Hugo Boss. Snap back on my New York state of mind. That's why my hat got the New York sign. Game 6, like I played for the Knicks. Catch me on page 6 or the New York Times. Where I'm from, we all trying to get out. Trying to get dough, trying to get more. Trying to shoot out, to duck and get low. That's where I'm from, it's called the get-go.
It's all or nothing. Or nothing at all. Always stopping. Who do you think you are? Spending all
I got a big mouth, think big. That's why I got a big house. I'm sitting on money, that's why I got a big couch. Fuck jail, I'm trying to see the big house. Yeah, wrote the B-I-G for my respect. I'm ready to D-I-E. 20 years in the game, it still look the same. That's why they still want a CID. But this rap game, I ain't impressed. Too many kings, one thrones like a game of chess. Niggas killing me, it's like a game of death. That's why I'm back to making millions beats. Bangladesh, you can't see the stars when the rain. Shoot for the stars, so the stars we aim. But nobody can touch the stars. That's why stars on the end of the name.
It's all or nothing, or nothing at all. Always stopping. Who do you think you are? Spending all my nights and all my life. Spending all my money.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's super high, y'all. This your boy Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. That's Fredro Starr, All or Nothing, man. That's a hot joint, man. Real some top down rollout.
Yeah, that's what it's for, man. That's the summertime music. You know, a lot of barbecues. If you're at the beach or something, you just lighting up in the backyard, you and your whip. That's the joint to blast right there, you know what I mean?
Hey, I love it, man. Hey, if you want to hit my man up on Twitter, he's at Fredro underscore star. That's Fredro underscore star. Man, it's a whole new world, man, with social media and network marketing. How are you using that to implement, you know, and build your brand even more?
Yeah, that just goes back to, like, the Tales of the Industry joints I was doing. Somebody asked me, like, yo, why are you doing the Tales of the Industry? And I was like, yo, like, when we came up, there wasn't too many video cameras. There wasn't too many ways to tell your story back then. So all of those stories that rappers have and all the stuff that we did back in the days, there was no way to really, there was no social media outlet to let people know, yo, I'm here with this person. Yo, I just saw this happen. So that's why I did the Tales of the Industry, you know what I'm saying? But I'm doing this joint called 16 Balls of Firestar, and basically that's like just some freestyle joints that you're not going to hear in an album, just verses that I just got. You know what I'm saying? That I just wanted to give to the fans. You know what I'm saying? Because as a lyricist, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, this is where I started from. You know, I'm a New York rapper, so we monitor everything on hip hop lyrics first. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I wanted to do give the fans something with the 16 balls of Firestar. But, like, social media, I wish we had it 20 years ago and things would be crazy different. But, you know, I'm kind of, like, getting to it. I'm still an old-school dude. I just got an iPhone, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm old-school, nigga. I'm still from the old-school, like, so. But I'm still, I'm trying to get into it and figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. You definitely been rocking for a minute. I want to talk to Fredro Starr, the businessman, because you don't exist in this game this long without having a tight business acumen. Talk to me about how your business, you know, has changed over the years and what it is now.
I mean, it's a lot of good things. It's, you know, I think when I was younger, there was more of a my energy was a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? I think I grew more. I'm more older and I'm more mature. Back in the days, it was just like I don't give a fuck attitude. I was running around like this and that. Now, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm married. You know what I'm saying? I'm focused. My business is intact now. So, I mean, it has ups and downs in the business. You got to know how to ride the wave. To me, business is like surfing. You know what I'm saying? You got to know when to catch the wave or when to get off that wave. You know what I'm saying? You got to know, you know, when to put your ego to the side or when to put your ego in the front. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of ways to be in this game because a lot of greats ain't here no more. You know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes who had a lot of good music and a lot of good actors ain't even here no more. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to take every day as it come as a blessing. Every day I wake up, you know what I'm saying? I take it as a day that just is that day. You know what I'm saying? I don't look nothing past that. You know what I'm saying? Every day I'm grateful.
Now, I got to ask you this, man, because personally, I love the show. My kids love the show. You did the dance show with my man Ralph Farquhar and those guys, man. I ended up doing Who's Got Jokes with him a couple of years later. And I thought it was a great show, but did you lose any cool points among your fan base when you hit that?
You talking about Dance 360, and I did that with Claude Brooks. That wasn't with Ralph Farquhar.
Sorry, that was Claude Brooks.
Nate, that was Claude Brooks, which a good friend of mine. You know, he's definitely a signature dude out here in Hollywood. But did I lose any fans with that? I would say I probably lost some hardcore Onyx fans, but guess what? I probably gained some fans too. So,
right.
You know, you can't really live for the fans. You can't. You just got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I didn't play myself out. I still was on the show being myself, you know what I'm saying? I was Fredro Starr on the show being a host. So, and it was part of hip-hop. So how could I lose fans? I mean, it was hip-hop music. So, you know, you got kids dancing hip-hop music. Of course, it's a little bit corny because it's going to be on a network show.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a little bit corny, but was I corny? Nah, I didn't think I was corny. I was still doing me, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm a loser fan, then they supposed to be lost any motherfucking way. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing me. If you ain't going to ride with me, don't ride with me. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else going to ride with me. But at the end of the day, an artist got to do what an artist got to do. You can't let the fans tell you how to paint your picture. You know what I'm saying? You got to paint your own picture. If they don't like it, fuck them. Somebody else going to like it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I live my life. I don't live for nobody else. I live for myself.
Man, I love it, man. Your honesty is so refreshing because in the game where everybody is kind of watching their words and niggas not saying this or not saying that, has it ever backfired on you being the man that you are, being as honest as you are?
Yeah, it backfired on me. You know, sometimes but you got to learn from your mistakes. Sometimes, you know, like I said, I'm more mature and I've learned over the years. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do things that I would do when I first came out with Onyx, or I wouldn't do things, you know, that I was doing 20 years ago. And that's called growth and being mature. And you're supposed to change. Change is good. So, I'm not really too out of the text. I don't really voice my opinion that much where, you know what I'm saying, I will get that much slack. But if it's time and I got to voice my opinion, I'm going to let niggas know what I feel. If they don't like it, what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? I bite my tongue for no human being.
Word. Hey, you said 16 bars of fire. Did I say it right?
Yeah, 16 Firestar. You could go online right now, check it out. You can Google that. We up to episode number 8. I'm just giving you raw freestyles, you know what I'm saying? Shit you're not going to hear in an album. You're not going to hear that at a radio station. These are just some joints that I'm just giving away, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. That's kind of the new business model is to let the audience get some type of exclusivity with you. But That sounds like a cool name for like a reality show too. Would you ever do a show where you got to see real hip hop or something like that?
Next season we're talking about doing 16 with 5 Stars with a lot of other people in the industry. So yeah, we're talking about turn it into a actual show, you know what I'm saying? So next year, season 2, most likely will be a show on. I don't know what network, but we're shopping to do it right now for it. So look out for that next year.
Man, you mentioned my man early, Mr. Sticky Fingers, man. What was it like for y'all to rock around the world together? You know, y'all, I'm sure y'all went everywhere a brother could go. Y'all was young, wilding out. Take me back to that time, man.
I think I can say some of this shit, but it was cool. You know, I mean, coming in the game, you know what I'm saying? First of all, coming in the game with Jam Master Jay and Run DMC, you know, our first tour was with Run DMC. So, you know, when you got to open up for them dudes, your show got to be on point. So
right.
It was a lot of time spent in the studio and a lot of times, you know, spent working on our show because we was opening for Run DMC, so we had to come hard. So, you know, just going around the world with them and getting enlightenments from Run and, you know, when Run was just turning into a preacher and he's turning his life around was the time that Onyx came in. So, you know, we had some good moments with Run and, you know, shared some good moments with Jam Master Jay. And we just tear down stages, man. That's what we do. And, you know, it's not a lot of groups that I look at that really can tear shit down. I mean, Busta Rhymes, he knows how to do his thing. KRS-One do his thing. Ice Cube do his thing. Tribe Called Quest do their thing. But Onyx, I don't think nobody could fuck with us on stage. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. Nobody fuck with my boy, me and Sticky. Nobody.
Man, acting, Moesha, I think that's probably one of the reasons I be thinking you younger than you are because every day I can watch TV and see Fredro Starr on TV, even right now. You on TV right now somewhere in the world.
What's it like to be
on a show that was so important and then to be a great male image? Is that something you thought about at the time?
Oh, man, I wasn't even going to do Moesha, you know what I'm saying? Because at the time, you know, I didn't really, you know, well, I was in the Onyx, we was at the height of our career. We was working on the second album, and, you know, it was an offer that, you know, it was a great offer, you know what I'm saying? And I felt like being on TV would put me in a different place as far as, you know, as far as my career, even though I did lose a few Onyx fans, like you said, but you can't live for the fans. You got to do with your life, what you want to do. I just want to say, you know, rest in peace to Lamont Bentley.
Yes,
on the show. That was one of my dudes on the show. It wasn't just, you know, you see us on TV. That was a real friend. Like, you know, when the cameras was off, I would go to his crib. We go to my crib. We smoke all that. So that was my dude on the show. And Yvette, of course, she passed away. So, you know, just to be a part of something like that, I just take it to as a good memory and a good part of my life. And, you know, like you said, you can watch the episodes right now, and those episodes are going to be on forever. And I just feel like I'm just was blessed to be a part of that. Thanks for Brandy, you know, putting me on the show, and Marla Brock, who was the writer on the show at the time, and, you know, Ralph Acquah for giving me the chance to do that, because that show right there opened up a lot of more doors for me. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was good, man. It's just sad to see that Lamont ain't here, you know what I'm saying, he's in here. But that's life, you know, we just move on.
Yes we do, man. Man, your arms in this game is stretched out from hip hop to acting. What do you want the young guys, you know, the young hip hop artists to get from Fredro Starr when they start doing their research and they start figuring out who you are? What do you want them to walk away with?
Oh, man, there's a lot of things you can walk away with, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I can't really put my finger on it. I'm just living my life, and what happens, happens. Hopefully they will say that dude right there was just humble at times and cocky at times. At the end of the day, I'm just a God-fearing dude, you know what I'm saying? So that's, at the end of the day, that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? Just grateful.
Hey, you got any upcoming films coming up next we can look for?
Yeah, we just finished doing a movie called Diamond in the Rough, you know what I'm saying? It's called Diamond Rough. We shot it in Connecticut, you know what I'm saying? Got Snoop from The Wire. She's in it. My boy Dennis White, you know what I'm saying? He's in it. I got my man, I forgot his name. Michael Collier is in it, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, okay.
Look out for that movie. It's called Diamond Rough. It's coming out soon, so check that out. And we're about to shoot another movie called Tuck Your Chain with me and Sticky, so look for that. That's coming out next year, too. So we working, man. We working. I got the new album, Firestar 2. Fly Salt 2.0 coming out, Cuzzo album with Sticky, Onyx. So we just working, man. We just in the lab, you know what I'm saying? Just great to be alive.
Hey, man, I love it, man. Hey, thanks for coming on with me today. I'm about to rock the other joint I got here, Private Jet to Heaven. Man, I can't thank you enough for coming on, man. Anything you want to leave my people with before you bounce?
That's it, man. You covered everything. I just want to tell everybody, man, hold your head up. You heard?
Done deal, man. God bless you, bro.
All right, Juan. Thanks.
Word up. Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. I just got off the phone with Federal Star. This is new joint, Private Jet to Heaven.
Yeah, thank you. No, I'll be resting for the flight today. Yeah. Had a long life. Wake me up when it's over. Good night. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I woke up, I spent that on a Mac 11. I told God I'll be back in a second. If I don't make it back, the hell is where I'm resting. It's hot as hell in the summer. Double on my back trying to get my cell number. Niggas underwater and they getting held under. Double trying to make my name to a jail number. I keep it real even though it sounds cliche. My style is raw, the BJ. Half y'all niggas is suspect, Enrique. Your swag played out, a Nietzsche. I think the law pulling off in the Bentley. Every now and then I think about Lamont Bentley. I pray later, let the Gucci store tip me. Several working overtime, haters wanna envy. Got a new lease on life, a new piece too. A GT coupe on a roof of evil. I'm doing U-turn moves, that's illegal. And niggas busting off with the evil. You can't take the money when it's all said and done. I got big dreams, and I'ma let it come. Little steam racing through the mind, I let him run like Diddy when he fucked up the money raising in the sun. Then you die with it. Then you die with it. Get rich, then you die with it. I go to heaven in the private jet. Get rich, then you die with it. Get rich, then you die with it. I go to heaven in the private jet. Get rich, then you die with it. Get rich, then you die with it. I go to heaven in the private jet.
That was my man, Federal Star. The name of the song is Private Jet to Heaven. You can check him out. Hit him on his Twitter. He is at Federal_Star. Man, one of the coldest cats in the game. Thank you, Federal, for calling today. Man, now y'all know my next guest. We were trying to connect, man. We finally made it happen. When I come back, I'm about to hit you with one of his joints. And when I come back, you ain't going to be asking me what the hook going to be. You're going to be asking me, can I talk to goddamn Murphy Lee? This is Roddy Perry. You tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. We getting it in today, y'all.
Yeah. All I need is a track in the background. All my headphones loud, keep the beat going round, and I'm gonna come out tomorrow, and I will never. Got my first car when I turned 16. Only drove it home out of town limousine. Plus we was broke with a deal, but nobody could tell, so we did what we had to do for country grammar to sell. I steal my own melodies, cussing like my booties and my boobs like a capital letter B. That's how it is, how it better be. I preferably rather have two or three girls in the bed with me. Close your ears, my, you ain't heard nothing. I always pay my, let a brother hold some. I'm basically coming from nothing to something. When I say nothing, meaning pocket full of lint and buttons.
We all we got.
Used to be creative on Halloween. Stop a hotter team, went from nada to a lot of things.
So yo, what the hook gon' be?
See, I don't need no f***ing hook on this beat. All I need is a track in the background. My headphones loud,
yeah.
Keep the f*** going round.
Roddy Perry, you tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. Man, the show is about to get kicked into even another level. Who knew we could take it to another level? We about to do it. First of all, man, I got to tell y'all, I don't do this show for y'all. I do this show because I'm a fan. You understand me? And this dude, I'm one of his fans. We go back. Come on, dog. St. Louis is on. Mr. Murphy Lee is on the phone, in the building, whatever you want to say. What's up, Murphy Lee?
What up, Dirty? What's going on?
Man, first of all, man, I got to thank you for coming on today. You probably don't remember this, man, but I used to warm up said the Entertainer's show, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had his show, and, man, you came to the show one day. You was kicking in the audience. And, you know, I just was impressed at how cool you was. And at that point, man, you was on top of the world, but you know, took some time out, chopped it up with me. And I was like, you know, I gauge people how they treat you when they don't know who or what you are. And you was really cool, man. And so I always say, if I got a chance to talk to you, I tell you I appreciate that, bro.
Oh, man, that's real talk, man. I've been watching you ever since, you know what I'm saying? Seeing your growth like crazy. Congratulations on everything, you know what I'm saying? And congratulations on this show, you know what I mean? Especially seeing we chopped it up too with the Monique show. Like, man, congrats on everything, bro.
Yes, sir. You know how we do it now. Now, the website, for anybody want to check out everything Murphy Lee, www.murphyleeucme.com. I love that. That's Murphy Lee, the letter U, the letter C, and then ME.com. And, of course, you're at Murphy Lee on Twitter, man. Speak to social media and networking and how you're using that to expand your brand.
Oh, man, it's the best thing of all times. And I tell all up-and-coming artists, man, you gotta use it. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't have this kind of free when we first came up. You know, you had to pay for any kind of attention. So this is the craziest thing ever, to have a Facebook, have a Twitter, Instagram, all them things to be able to communicate. Ain't nothing like waking up in the morning and saying hi to a fan, you know what I'm saying, to be able to be that close to them like that. It's crazy, and it's amazing, how effective it is, too. So, yeah, I'm definitely high on that, and I'm with that online thing.
Man, you know what? I think it's so powerful. And then you meet a lot of artists, or, you know, whether they're comedians or actors, and, you know, they might be 35 or they might be getting a little older, and they don't want to do it. And I'm like, dude, you do yourself a disservice if you don't tweet or Instagram or Facebook. You killing yourself.
Yeah, especially if you're in the business. If you're regular and you don't do this type of stuff, I understand, you know, if you don't want to do that. But if you're in this business, man, you got to get to it, you know, and it's like I said, it's a big help. It's not only is it free, but it helps, you know what I'm saying? And if you use it correctly, if you're smart enough to use it correctly, it's major on your whatever brand you're pushing.
You know, what I love, as I look at some of my friends in the game in this industry, not only do you do what you do, but you got other businesses going. You got the clothing line, You See Me. You got your foundation, PEACE, the Peace Foundation. You making freaking Moscato, dog. Man, what don't you do?
We do a little everything, man. I try to get into whatever's available and sound right and fits right for me. You know what I'm saying? But that Freaky Moscato is crazy. Everybody can go to drinkfreaky.com. That's drinkfreaky.com, and enjoy yourself, man. Why get drunk when you can get freaky, man? You know what I mean? It's one of the best. It's one of the best Moscatos online right now. It's one of the best things. You can order that to your doorstep too. And if you order four or more bottles, we'll pay for your shipping. But you got to taste it. It's 11.5 alcohol. It's It's a sparkling Moscato. It's a dessert wine. And I'm talking about it gets you where it needs to be. And it reads just like the name. You know what I'm saying? So don't freaking drive.
Don't freaking drive. Man, I actually had some. I was in St. Louis for an event, and they pulled me something. Man, it's really good, too. It ain't like, you know, you ain't put your brand on something that wasn't cool, which, you know, I'm always really paying attention to how people do stuff like that. What made you want to get in that particular business?
Oh, shoot. I'm Rallo. I'm a wino. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody be in the club sipping, you know what I mean, rosés and all the bubbly and all that. And I always, me and Kiwan used to always be on the side with some kind of weird wine bottle, you know what I'm saying, some kind of Moscato, Diassi, or something different, some Pinot Grigio. We was on wines before any rapper ever thought about wine, you know what I'm saying? It was considered girl drinks and all that. But we like to chill. I don't like to be all loud-mouthed and all that with the hard liquor. So we definitely been sipping wine forever. So this was one of my destinations, one of my ventures that I knew I had to do one day. You know what I'm saying? So we had about three or four selections, and that one right there hit me. You know what I mean? I love it. I love sweet wine, but I love strong. I like it to affect me, though, too. So it's strong and sweet at the same time. So it's amazing, man. But it started off as a vodka, Holmes. It was we got a freaky. It's called Freaky V. It's coming. It's coming very soon. But it was a vodka at first, and the vodka was taking so long in the scientific process, and we was into it with a winery already. So we just picked out a wine and put it out until then, and it just went off.
Man, I know the ladies is loving the name, and they sucking down that Moscato anyway.
Yeah, they on it, man. And shout out to everybody who done sipped thus far. I appreciate you, man. And those who haven't, you need to try it. Drinkfreaky.com, and like I said, it delivers straight to your doorstep.
Man, so take me back, you know, to when it all began to happen. I mean, you know, we seen the St. Lunatics burst onto the scene, and then you came out, dog. You know, Mr. Torrey Harper hit him, and you ain't look back, man. Take me back to the beginning.
Man, five young, hungry dudes, you know what I mean, trying to beat on everybody's door to get in. But usually when you walk up to a door, and if it's five of y'all look like trouble. You know what I'm saying? So we stood behind the bushes and said, Nelly, go knock on the door real quick.
Right.
And they, you know what I'm saying? And my cat knocked on the door. They let him in, went in and asked for sugar, coffee, and the whole nine. So, and told him he got friends outside. You know what I mean? So once we got in that door, man, it was just no stopping from there. And like I said, we've been in the game for 12 years now, and it's amazing. And it's amazing. Like the other day, we just did a show, Free Shot, in St. Louis, and it's just like 40,000 people outside. To this day, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing as when it started, man. And we appreciate the love. And it's so hard to have longevity in this game, you know what I'm saying? And we want y'all to know, ain't been no breaks, you know what I'm saying? We don't take no time off, you know what I mean? The game changes like every day. So you got the new comes in, you know what I mean? And that's how it's going to be. And the radio, the times change and all that. So if you want some Murphy Lee, and if you ain't heard Murphy Lee in a minute, I've been working every day. You can go to MurphyLeeUCME.com, like Rodney said, UCME.com, and check out all that new stuff, man. I got stuff for free. I got stuff you can buy. I'm iTuned up, man. I'm everywhere, man. I do everything myself. We working right now. I got a DVD out. You know what I'm saying? It's called You See Me. Check that out online, too. And it come with a free album. And like I said, I've been dropping like crazy ever since. I never stop. This is hard work, man.
Man, you know what? I'm a big fan of hard work. What do you see on the landscape as what's next for Murphy Lee, man? Because I got the songs. I'm looking at the songs. I done listened to them. I like them. You know, what do the people need to look for next?
It's a good time, man. Like me, I like feel good music, man. If it feel good before I even start rapping, that's what I want to hear. You know what I'm saying? I'm no longer following what the trends is going on. I set trends. We've been setting trends since we've been in the game. So I like to do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And what I want to do is what my fans like. So I never cater on to what's going on with everything else. I try to do me. That's the only way you can be yourself is by being yourself. You know what I'm saying? So mine is just about great, feel-good music, man. I ain't trying to stress you out with my lyrics. I'm trying to make you have a good time, and I want you to hear some good words. I talk about the ladies a lot, and I talk about a whole lot of ass. I like that. It's just life, man. I love it, man. I sip freaky. My life is wine, weed, and women, man. You know what I'm saying? Music, movies, and Moscato.
I love it, man. Hey, I'm a fan, man. So, two quick questions. One is, do you still reside in the great state of Missouri? You still in the loop?
Yeah, ain't how we move for nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to get a few places somewhere else, but definitely St. Louis hometown. Been here, all five of us. We ain't went nowhere. We here. You know what I'm saying? And
so hard for you to walk around, or everybody just used to it?
Everybody, my cousin, man. You know, like, that's one thing about St. Louis. Like, if you get any out of town artist coming this month, they gonna go nizzards. You know what I'm saying? Well, we in this thing, man. Everybody related, man, or they know you from somewhere. My cousin know you. My people rap with you. So they treat you more like family, man. They let you walk them streets. I love it. You know what I'm saying? But it's not even about that. You know, and if people don't see, you know, if they ain't never seen you before, they gonna go crazy. You know what I mean? From 2 years old to 90. You know what I'm saying? But. And we love it, and we appreciate it, you know. But I try to stay outside, you know what I mean? I like to go get my own drawers in Walmart, man.
I love it. Hey, man, I got a few of the joints. I got Fatty, I got Straight Like That. Which one should I play first?
Whichever's clever. Actually, that Fatty and She Know It drops on iTunes on the 26th, so I appreciate everybody go get that thing, man. And we probably can run that. Both of them are my singles, though, so we can get to it, man. Make the ladies do something.
My man. Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. We're talking to my man, Murphy Lee. He's at Murphy Lee on Twitter, and he's right here. The name of the song is Fatty. Oh, yeah, it's dirty, too. Get ready, ladies.
She throw it. That tattoo say bubble. I just want to see her blow. Just look at how she bump.
I like this already.
That's how she pay for them cars, man. That's how she pay for these houses, man. And she got some kicks. Them kitties kind of look good. Don't they sit up like they want? She trying to get this wood. You just trying to put it all on. Trying to put it all on me. Got my credit card and my ones. I'm just trying to spend it all on you. Man, this weed got me all right. This wine not no whiskey. That digit playing got me on tipsy, not smacking ass. Throwing money like fuck the rent. Fuck the bitch, I mean right after I fuck the bitch. I fuck the bitch. Check a little bit for the car, no. Check a little bit for the gas bill. So everybody got mad skills. Even when you stand still, your bro booty won't stand still. So everybody got bad it is.
Oh, I can see it now, boy. Well, it's going to be a girl make some money off this song right here. Boy, I tell you what, that's going to be something else. I love it, man.
Man, everybody go to MidwestMixtapes.com and download that Mr. Wintertime. You know what I mean? You can find that thing on there, too. And the video is up right now to that fatty ass, you know, right now as we speak. So go check that out, man. You might see something you like.
Hold on, dog. You got the video up?
Yeah.
Boy, you about to, hold on, boy. You about to. See, that's why I mess with you, Berkeley. You got the video up already. Man, your business is Trump tight. You got everything going. You got the Moscato. You got the rap career. You understand me? You got the philanthropy. Tell me about your organization, man.
Oh, man, it's called Peace. Please educate our children every day. It's just basically right now we're just not getting started. We're trying to get into more helping the inner city kids far as like learning disabilities and just different ways of finding a more mentoring programs to help people find their way, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you go through so much at home that it's so hard to concentrate at school. I can't even concentrate at school because my home life is twisted. You know what I'm saying? So we just want to show people a different way to use their mentals and thinking, a way to channel their anger in a different way, and also help to raise for scholarships and get people on the right road so they can have a better grown life. You know what I'm saying? Because as a kid, you saw a mess. We got kids being grown at 12. You wonder why? Because they're at home keeping a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. Like they all the way up until they grown, so they don't know. They think they grown. They got kids already. You know what I'm saying? So it almost gotta happen because both parents gotta work, and if usually it's only one parent. You know what I'm saying? So it's like who else gonna help but that 12-year-old? You know what I'm saying? And she at home by herself now. You know what I'm saying? Boudou's coming through, and now she pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Now it's 3 babies in the house, and you know what I mean? So it's just a constant cycle. We're just trying to break a few of these Willie Lynn cycles, man, that's going on with my kids, man, and they all our children. So we just need to help that out, man. And it's bad on us. It's our race, you know what I'm saying? Mostly, so we want to help that out.
Man, I love it. The mixtape is called Ladies Edition. The name of the website, MurphyLeeUCMe.com. He's at Murphy Lee on Twitter. Murphy-Lee on Facebook. His YouTube is UCMeTV. And, man, I'm just a fan, dog, on so many levels. I'm a fan of you, the businessman. I'm a fan of Murphy Lee, the rapper. What don't people know about you that you want them to know, dog?
Two things. One thing is I'm a vegan, and I preach to everybody, man, eat right so you can live right and so you can treat people right, man, because life is messed up, and it starts with our day, and our day starts with our eating, and our brain works off our food, our body works off our food. So I want y'all to look into that. You know what I'm saying? I've been a vegan since 98. So
Wow. This
ain't no something new. I'm just saying I don't preach it a lot because I don't like to force it on people. I don't make you feel bad about yourself. But, you know, they out here talking about the obesity and all this going on with our kids. It's nothing but the food, fam. So just check it out. Just think about eating a little healthier, man. Just try some stuff for yourself. Ain't nothing wrong with trying some stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with change neither. You know what I mean? Then, like, second thing is, man, we got jobs right now for anybody on earth. You know what I'm saying? If you know how to sell something, we can make something happen. You know what I'm saying? We got we just started our own air freshener. It's called Airplay. You know what I'm saying? It's Airplay, but I'm going to say Airplay because a lot of people can't understand my country grammar. But it's A-I-R-P-L-A-Y.
Okay.
Fresh.com. Airplayfresh.com. And go on there and check it out. We got 4 flavors, you know what I'm saying? We're just not starting. This is a lunatic venture. And I'm talking about some of the best stuff at all. It's cheaper than a warrant. You know what I'm saying? That's for all my tokens.
Wow. Real, dog.
I'm a thank you to our people. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about this. It really helps out. But also, it also offers jobs to anybody who knows how to sell something. You know what I'm saying? And you can do it from your crib. Do it from wherever you're at. You know what I mean? And you can order online. Try it out. Whatever you want to do. We send out samples too, you know what I'm saying? But it's a good look on a lot of people. I know a lot of people out there are salesmen, you know what I'm saying, and know how to get down. So this is a good venture. It damn near double, triple your money, you know what I'm saying? So y'all should look into that, you know what I mean? But it's airplayfresh.com. We also on Twitter at airplayfresh, you know what I mean? Go on there. That's one of our new ventures right there. And we wouldn't be just doing our airfresh, just be doing our airfresh. We got it because, for one, it's top stuff, but for two, it offers jobs to, like, anybody. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no limit neither. So, like, if you know how to sell something, let's get to it.
Man, I think that is awesome. It's called Airplay Fresh. That's AirPlayFresh.com. Check that out. And who knew Murphy Lee was a vegan? I love it, man. I'm actually looking at changing my eating habits and changing my lifestyle. So I'm going to try to join you over there, big dog.
That's what's up, big bro. That's
hey, man. Cool. Hey, man, again, man, thank you so much for coming on. I know you got to take care of some business today. Hey, hey,
yeah,
sending
man.
Prayers to you and your family, man. Thank you, man, and keep inspiring people, bro. That's what you're doing more than anything, man. I appreciate
all
that.
All day. All day, big bro. You too, man. Congrats on the show, man. Keep pushing.
No doubt. Hey, y'all, we're going to play straight like that. Murphy Lee, man, God bless, man. Stay blessed. Y'all keep tuning in. Keep listening. We're about to play that joint. Murphy Lee, I love you, boy.
You too, bro.
Yeah.
Straight like that. Yeah, straight like that. We get the money, we get the wounds. We smoke the keys, we do it the most. We down south on any coast. We in the club and we paint these hoes. Yeah, straight like that. Yeah, straight like that. Yeah, straight like that. Yeah, straight like that. We get the money, we get the wounds. We smoke the keys, we do it the most. We down south on any coast. We in the club and we paint these hoes. Come on.
These fools mad, I be on their own. About to hit her ass on Twitter, tell her at me though. Weed it up, freak it out, gang of whoops, straight like that. When your girl came over, best believe she ain't coming back. Straight like that,
yeah.
See, we taking that. I only need her for tonight and I'ma bring her back. Actually, she chose, congratulate me though. Running around in my VIP, doing whatever they want. Straight like that, ass like that, fat like that, shake like that. Say she wanna get hit like that right now, can't wait like that. Said she had
an
ass on her when you seen her.
With an ass like who?
Serena.
Straight like that. Yeah, straight like that. Yeah, straight like that. Yeah, straight like that. We get the money, we get the wounds. We smoke the keys, we do it the most. We down south on any coast. We in the club and we paint these hoes. Yeah, straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. We get the money, we get the wounds. We smoke the keys, we do it the most. We down south on any coast. We in the club and we paint these hoes. Come on.
First time we frat was at her mama house. Asking for ID, I'm like, what's that about?
Y'all, this your boy Rodney Perry. You tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. It's been a great show today. I got to thank my man Murphy Lee for popping in, doing his thing. Again, you can check him out. He's at Murphy Lee. Tweet him, man. Tell him you enjoyed his interview on the show today. Shouts out to my man Fredro Starr. And I think what both of these men gave us today is the fact that you can do anything you want to do. What are you doing to further your own dream? What are you doing to take that next step in your story? Write your story, tell your story, and don't let nobody stop you. My name is Rodney Perry. This is Rodney Perry Live. Y'all stay blessed. That's our show for the day. And Murphy Lee.
From any coast, we in the club, we paint these hoes. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. We get the money, we get the wounds. We smoke the keys, we do it the most. We down south on any coast, we in the club, we paint these hoes.
Straight like that. Get cake like that. You in the building. Don't hate like that. Yo, FEMA tenders ain't mixing, homie, with all the coke in Hennessy. Now, yo, bitch, gon' remember me, cause yo ass, he mentioned me. Understand, little mama, I ain't here to stay. Came to win, I ain't come to play. Got a Keisha in the raw in this rap, so you know right now, it's good to play. It's got a case of the black and gold, with a box of the black and gold. That's the case of the freaky on ice, and the rubbers when I bang your hoe. On the tour bus, playing 2K, smoking 2L like Cool J. Doing promo, a few shows, I'm fly on a Tuesday. It's me, Trizzle, and Dirt. On the block, man, we keep that work.